Amen. And what's your name, brother?
Seth.
This is Seth. We bless you for Seth, Joshua in disguise. There's a lot of Joshua within you and how you think. You have a militaristic mindset. And you love projects. You just see life as full of projects. And you love to do projects with great gusto. When everyone else moans because there's a new project on the table, you have an adrenaline burst. You are an adrenaline junkie. You go into Starbucks and say, can I have some adrenaline in my cappuccino? And the Lord says that this is the way I've made you, to be a man of action, to be one that would even lead the troops forward in days to come, because I am working within you a militaristic mindset regarding the kingdom of darkness. And regarding my kingdom too, says the Lord, there is within you a son of deliverance. You will grow in the knowledge of how to set my people free from emotional snares, from wrong relationships, from sicknesses and diseases. You will live at the cutting place of the action all the days of your life. Because if you became a bureaucrat, you would probably be dead in 30 days. They would find you dead at your desk in the second day. And your shoes would have fallen off because of the boredom. And the Lord says to you, son, because of the dangerous work I'm calling you to, I will train you well. And I will balance you. I will make sure that you live at a place of balance. Because your love of danger has almost got you into trouble in the past. And the Lord says to you, son, I will take you to the cutting edge of what I'm doing by my Spirit. But I will keep you safe in the process. Not one head, one hair on your head will be harmed. The Lord says you will know my protection as you take steps forward into your future. The Lord says that lots of younger people will be drawn to you in days to come. Lots of younger people will look up to you. You will be a hero to many young people coming up behind you. But the Lord says, I will always keep around you voices to produce checks and balances. Beware, says the Lord, beware the enemy will come to try and massage your ego, and the enemy will come to try and puff up your ego. Receive the counsel from those that I have placed around you, even if you can't see it yourself. Bring it before me, says the Lord, and I will train you to walk in humility as well as one who walks in mighty kingdom exploits, says the Lord.